Thank you. Thank you. What a good-looking group here today. Wow. A lot of energy in the room. Beautiful music. And this is like our own version of Bishambra Idol with all that. It was beautiful. Somebody asked me, well, it was actually Linda, said, have you ever heard Christopher and Gregory sing? And I'm like, no. And she's like, well, I mean, how do you know? I mean, it could be, you get up here and get stage fright or something could happen. And I said, I just have a feeling. We'd met you before in Toronto and someplace else. And I just had a feeling, but that was beautiful. How about another round of applause for Gregory and Christopher? Thank you. Thank you. And it settled this rowdy group down. Boy, David's trying to do the silence prayer, and everybody's all energetic and
quiet it down. It's not going to last.
Wow. And speaking of music, you know, the music that we play is the intro for our meetings, you know, when we first get started. John, could you throw that on for just a second? Cut one off the CD.
Don't cut one.
The first track off of the CD. Just play a little snippet of it for us. Huh? That's off of a. Thank you. That's off of a CD called Heavenly. It was available at Victoria's Secret, one of my favorite places at the shop. You can't find it anywhere else. And we've written to the producer and the people who actually made the music to start with, and it's not available. You can't find it. Until recently, I was listening to television here in the States, and it's now being used for a commercial, an advertisement. An advertisement for sleeping pills. And I thought, well, how, that's such a ripoff. Now when we play that music at the start, you're going to go to sleep before the channel, not during the channel. Like right away, it'd be like a hypnosis. That music, twinkle, twinkle, comes on and you're out. And at least I thought, well, at least it's not for erectile dysfunction. Who knows what would come up?
I'd have to leave you. You're
well,
in
having...
fine form. Wait, we need to explain this. Poor Jeffrey.
Right.
Well, what people don't understand is that he is so high on fumes from the varnish in our house
that's
that
right.
He's a little off today.
A little off, yeah. I hope it doesn't affect the channel. I wonder who will come in today. Been doing a lot of channeling lately, going to a lot of different places. And like David mentioned, we're leaving tomorrow morning early for Romania, which would be interesting. Spend about 12 days there. And when we come back, we're actually at home for a couple of weeks, believe it or not. Yeah, believe it. Believe it. Anyway, we are here today for our May Crimson Circle meeting.
By the way,
yes.
I want to add one more thing.
You bet.
We are always excited when we have the opportunity to add live music to the Crimson Circle, and we look to keep doing more of that.
Yes.
It's always
so that's
special.
An invitation. Having live music.
No accordion music, though, please.
Having live music it adds such an element to what we do here, and it's I could hear the guys on the other side jamming and singing along as Christopher and Gregory were singing. It was beautiful, and it's just, it is, it's awesome. And there's so much talent in the Crimson Circle all over the world, and talent not only in music, but in writing, certainly in acting and drama. so it's good to bring that to the meetings. Anyway, as David mentioned, it's a beautiful day here in the Rocky Mountains. Right now the sun is shining, but I think we're going to bring in a storm for our shout later today. It just has that kind of energy in this room. You can just feel it, and everybody listening in. This time of year, it's kind of strange. We had snow. Gosh, what was it last week? We had about a foot of snow up here, and right now it's pleasant, and we'll get some more snow. We have I'm describing this for all the people who are listening in today because we're really having problems with our internet service and Tobias.
It's a conspiracy.
But Tobias has said that there are deliberate attempts to not have it work. And we sure found that out this morning, and it just is not working at all. Kathumi backed that up recently in Minneapolis, and he said, yeah, that, you know, there are energies that really don't want us to go where we're going. So they mess around with the energetics. But we're plugged into the phone line today. It's working, I hope, John. It's working. We don't have the cameras as we normally do, so we can kind of do what we want up here, you know. We kind of, with the exception of taking off our clothes. And beautiful day here in the mountains. We have a lot of guests from out of town, so do you want to go through the list?
Why not?
Whoops.
I have a list. Okay. Oh, does she count? I don't think she counts as a guest anymore.
No. If she travels this far, she gets to be acknowledged. Yeah.
Mrs. Gabriela Contreras Nichols.
Nichols,
from Mexico City.
From Mexico City. Hello.
Welcome.
Where's our, do we have a microphone for the guests? Yes.
She's our Mexico City sponsor.
I just want Gabriela to be able to say hello to Luli, Contessa, everyone else listening in Mexico.
And Ralph's here on time because you are.
Yes.
Hello to my Mexican friends, Luli, Contessa, Diana.
Diana.
Mexico
yes.
And well, I invite them all to come to the Midsummer Conference.
Good.
Oh.
Excellent.
She's a marketer.
Yeah. Yes.
Are they still celebrating Cinco de Mayo?
Oh, yes, we're still celebrating. But they are drunk now. Contessa and Luli are drunk. So
they're drunk by now. Yeah, yes, you know. The minute we start in, yes.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you for being here.
I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you, Mrs. Nichols.
Wenke. Johansson.
Ooh. Wow, go ahead and stand up. Yes, David, bringing the microphone here.
We got a story here.
We had an incredible, what happened
from
the
Norway.
Other day, Wenke? You're from Norway. And yes. What happened the other way? The other day, would you like to tell everyone?
I got married.
You got married.
And we warned you about drinking at high altitude.
Where did you get married?
With Norma.
At Norma's house. And Gera, yes. And who did you get married to?
Why did you ask me this? I don't speak much English.
You're doing excellent. You're doing
very good.
I speak Norwegian.
I just said hello to Tromsø and Norway.
Yes.
And left the microphone.
And who did you get married to?
Jan,
stand up, Jan. Jan Johansson.
What a handsome couple. Go ahead, stand together for a moment. It's cute. Go ahead.
Yeah. We'll get your picture taken. Yeah. You got to turn sideways there. It's right there.
So hey, I know
the camera ready. There you go. Yeah, exactly. Okay, smile. Pretend you're, yeah, okay. Go ahead.
For this, make a sort of blade tattered brood builder.
There's
no Norwegian talking.
Yes.
Heia Norge, heia Danmark. Vi har hatt en spesiell opplevelse som dere skjønner, så jeg håper det har det like bra som oss.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better.
Congratulations.
Jan was our sponsor when we were in Norway last year. And did an excellent job. He did some channeling himself there. He pretty much guides the Norwegian Chambra. And last year, I remember, it was at dinner one night. I think we had had a glass of wine or two. And you were channeling the entire animal kingdom.
All of the animals on the ark.
Oh, my gosh. Every animal on the ark was channeling through Jan. It was an experience I'll never forget. Anyway, congratulations to both of you. Yes.
We're moving on. Okay. Ken Lehman, and Ken has a guest with him, I believe. Ken is from Sedona.
Hi, Ken. How are you doing?
My guest, my wife.
Yeah, his guest is his wife.
Yes. Good to see you all again.
Yeah.
Good to see you again.
And they're going to be our Sedona sponsors.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Oh,
we
good.
Tried to make it work this year, but it didn't work out.
It didn't come out. No, yeah. No. When we talked on the phone, you just went, we're not supposed to be there. And I went,
we couldn't. Yeah, none
not.
Of the details
worked
out.
Not that time.
Later.
So we'll go to Sedona maybe
next
in the
year.
Fall or early spring. Yeah.
That could
be
good.
Yeah.
We'll
good.
Be there.
Mm-hmm.
We've
already
planned January maybe.
Yeah.
Thank you. Glad you're here.
Welcome.
And if you're listening, hello.
Yeah.
Okay. Allison Elton from Vancouver. Is she here? Did she make it? That's a long ride.
Yeah.
And Rhonda Wilson is here with a number of guests. Rhonda is from Overland Park, Kansas.
Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, how are you?
You've
been
there.
I'm just so excited to be here. I had heard about 3 years ago about Crimson Circle, and it's like, yeah, I know, I need to go in and read it. And, you know, there's so many that you can read. And he had printed off the 12 awakening signs, and it's like, okay. These are all fitting. So within about a week, I was printing off everything back to 99, trying to catch up. So it's quite a thrill to be here.
Good. Well, thank you very much.
Welcome.
Yes, and you're a guest?
Yes, a friend from Denver here who's also in our energy class with us.
Hello.
And this is
Would you like to tell us your name?
I'm Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Tina, who? Come on. Let's get noisy.
Okay. My name is Tina Meyer, and Ronnie got me turned on to this, and it's interesting. Sometimes it takes guests from out of the state to get you turned on to something that's right in your own backyard.
Exactly.
So I'm very happy to be here, and I'm an energy worker here in town.
Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's always fun to hear that. It happens a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm Greg Christensen from Kansas City, Missouri, and I like energy work, and I'm here.
Welcome.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, and then we have Christopher.
Yes.
Is here.
Yes.
From Farmington Hills, of course, with Robert. Go ahead. These aren't in order. I know she's not with Robert.
Well, of course.
Oh, with both our guests.
Yes.
Go ahead again.
Hi, I'm Christopher Stack. I'm here with my husband, John, and my friend, Greg.
Welcome once again.
Once again.
Glad
from Michigan. This is my third meeting that I've been to.
Yeah.
Their first.
Their first.
Lock the door.
You know.
Yeah. Glad you're here.
Welcome.
Yeah. I can go back to David. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Robert Carter from Jefferson, Missouri. Where are you, sir? I saw you earlier.
Robert, good to see you again. Did you drive in or fly in?
Well, I flew in today.
Good.
I think I'm going to drive next time.
Oh, okay.
I think it'll be easier.
Yeah. The flying can be a little bit of a hassle with the airport, and then today with the winds that we have here. Yeah, a little
bouncy.
Well,
it's 3 hours airport travel.
Exactly.
So you might as well drive.
Exactly.
I'm glad to be here again.
Good. Glad you're back. Good to see you again. Now we're getting snow.
There we go. Very good.
10 minutes ago was sunshine. Now we're getting snow here in Cold Creek Canyon.
Yeah, story. And our friend Annie Deegan from the Santa Fe area. Actually, how do you say it?
I'm from Lama, but like post office.
Okay. Here she is.
Annie, good to see you again.
I'm so glad to be here. And hi, Robert.
Yeah, hi, Robert.
Thanks, Annie. Nice to see you again. Maureen Quinn from Sandia Park, New Mexico. Hi, Maureen.
Good to see you.
You know, we are so excited about the people from that Santa Fe, Albuquerque area that come up. That, you know, we're going to go there soon.
Yeah.
It's happening.
We'll do a big conference there. Yeah.
Yes.
We'll have a lot of people come to visit you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have to say hi to Nancy, who's listening live in Washington State. So thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
Another one of the Santa Feans, Leslie Vream. Hello.
Leslie's here. But you're not. You're transplanted now.
Now I'm in Colorado Springs.
You're in Colorado. What are you doing in Colorado Springs?
Living with John.
Oh, would you say that directly?
How did you
say
just
directly into the microphone.
Living with John.
John Kaderka?
Yes.
Living with John. Oh.
Congratulations, Leslie. Does everyone understand that John is off the market now? No longer single and available?
You know, did any of this have anything to do with Linda's single and looking club?
Absolutely.
Woo! Yeah.
You know.
We're going to work that. We'll keep working that.
I'm one of the biggest supporters of that. Every time Linda's like, okay, raise your hand if you're single and available, I'm like, you go, girl. But actually, we have had at least one or two marriages as a result of that. Gabriella and Ralph, and that was Linda's little, you know, matchmaking thing. And she's always promoting that. What a girl. I mean, what an incredible person.
Can there be more joy as long as they go good? It's great.
Can there be more joy? I won't even go there. Yes.
Don't be fearful.
Yes. No, no, I think it's a great thing.
Yeah, right.
We're going to start this web page thing. You go there. This.
Well, there's another Chambra couple that keeps threatening to do it.
To do what?
A Chambra singles thing.
Oh, Chambra single web page. Chambra dating. Yeah, Chambra in action.
It would be nice.
And it doesn't have to be. It's not gender restricted and even numbers restricted. What a concept, you know. Oh boy, that will give the others something to really get on us about, as if we don't have enough problems right now.
And we don't want any pictures of body parts.
No. We've had a few of those on the website lately of body parts. That is not appropriate. Thank you.
Don't make us play that game.
I won't even go there.
Don't go there.
Okay.
And another friend we have, I don't think we've seen for a while.
What's that?
Sparks, Nevada.
Sparks, Nevada?
Yeah.
Who would tell us be Sparks, Nevada? Who would that be?
Diane Benson,
how are you doing?
So nice to see you again. It's been a little while.
Yeah, it has
how
been.
How are you?
Yes, I'm great.
Go ahead, stand up. You're such a beauty.
Last time we saw you, we were having dinner together at Bellagio's in Las Vegas. Yeah.
Nice to see you again.
It's great to be here.
Thank you. Yeah, doesn't it feel good here?
It does.
I mean, doesn't it feel good to be in Colorado again? And
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you still go home.
I know. I'm just kind of rubbing it in. Although
I am spending a whole week here.
Oh, you are? Yeah, Sparks, the Reno area is beautiful. So, you know, it's Lake Tahoe. We were there 2 weeks ago today.
You were?
Yeah, we had a meeting, which, I'll tell a little
you
bit about later.
You forgot to tell her. Okay.
A little bit about later. But, yeah, it wasn't a public meeting. It wasn't public.
It wasn't public.
Yes.
Okay,
well, thank you.
It was a
good
business
to see
meeting.
Again. Yes.
Danya Scott, also from Sparks, Nevada. Where are you?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, next time. Okay, say hello. He's coming off the list real soon. Matthew Abdi. I double-checked. He's not quite
here
yet.
Hello, Matthew. Good to see you again. How are you doing? Now, you're currently living in what? You were originally from?
Arlington, Virginia.
No, originally.
Yeah, Arlington, Virginia.
Right.
And I moved here, finally bought the property with the help of Jackie, which is, I really appreciate it. We had our ups and downs, and I really appreciate that you put up with me. And I guess I got, like, bad report about that. So, I'm living right now at the Golden.
Oh, you're living in Golden. And
yes.
So, did you buy a house here?
Yes, I did.
Awesome. Whereabouts?
Golden.
What's your address? We're going to show up for a party. Housewarming at Matthews.
Being honest, I really don't know. I mean, I know it's as close to the Colorado Mill.
That's good enough. Okay. All right. Thank you.
74 South Holman Way, Golden, Colorado, 80401.
Okay. Yeah.
That's dangerous.
We're going to be there.
Lock your doors, Matthew.
The CIA is listening. Okay. Well, anyway, we won't be introducing you anymore because now you're local. Or local. One of the two. Go ahead. Go ahead.
This paint does the
paint varnish.
Varnish really works for you, huh? Diane Jernigan from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Where are you? Hello.
Good to see
you. Welcome. It's nice to see you again.
Oh, you get the microphone.
Oh, I do.
Isn't this a treasure? You know, you come here, you're a guest, they give you the microphone, you get to be... Unfortunately, we don't have video today, but they get to hear you. You want to say hi to anyone?
To my friends in Kansas City.
Okay. Go ahead.
I just did.
Oh. I thought you were going to have
hello,
to
let
all
hello to Stevie and Kevin and Rosie and all
sure.
the rest of you.
Okay.
Thank
great.
You.
Great. Thank you.
Dwight from Bellevue, Washington. Where are you, Dwight? Did
Dwight?
You make it?
Okay.
In spirit only.
Sorry, Dwight.
Okay. And last but not least, I believe, Netta from Israel. Is that how you say it? How do you say it? Yes?
Yeah.
From
hi,
Israel.
How are you doing?
Welcome.
Welcome. Yeah. Good to see you.
Thank you. I really feel home. It has been so challenging to get here, and I thank Susie for helping me. It was I had the most very adventurous 2 days. My flight was really, really interesting. But I'm here. So,
you're here?
So thanks. Great. Thank you.
And when did you get here?
When? My suitcase is here, so I'm just came from the airport.
That'll tell a story.
She's almost here.
Well, thank you for being here. Do you listen online with the Shambra in Israel?
It's really late at night, so I prefer putting my candle and just reading it, sometimes in Hebrew. So, yes. But I'm feeling everything, so it's really great.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for being here. And take that opportunity to thank Joseph for all the work he does in Israel. Yeah. And to Smadar for doing the website and the beautiful work of translating.
I have to say something nice that happened to us on the way. I had to take a taxi to get a place to meet Susie. And the plate, you call it plate, the car plate, it was 4444. It was really. We had some miraculous thing going on.
Who was driving?
Sandra Main.
Sandra Main. I knew it. I knew it. He does that. He loves being the taxi driver. Yeah. Well, welcome. Well, how long are you going to be here?
3 weeks.
3 weeks? Wow.
In Boulder. She's here. Are you here for the Awama School? Is that why you're here? Don't we have Awama School people here?
Norma, do you want to introduce the Awama School people?
Thank you. Our wedding couple came not only to be married in the United States, in our fun place with Jeff and Linda and all of us, but also staying for the Awama School. So they are in celebration beyond belief.
Bravo.
And the other friend who is joining us in school this time is Patty Poletto from here in Colorado.
Well, that's really taking on a big energy hit, getting married and going to Awama School all in the same week. Wow. Well, no, it's incredible. You guys are ready to move some energy? We are. We're ready to kick some butt. We're ready to let go of the old story, aren't we? Well, then why do we complain so much? All right. We're going to move along here. Last month was Freedom of the Soul Part 4, also known as Living Beyond with Adamus Saint-Germain. Anybody can, Mark Ritter from Switzerland, can you say that better than I? Saint-Germain. Saint-Germain. Okay, I like that. Saint-Germain. Thank you. Anyway, it was the Shout 9, and, I was putting the slides together, as I like to do, putting them together last night, and, of course, I didn't remember most of the stuff from the channel, but as I was reading through here, I thought, this is perhaps one of my all-time favorites.
Really?
Yeah, there was so much good information. Does anybody remember? Yeah. Okay, I didn't. But there was so much excellent information. We're going to kind of go through here. Linda's going to play the part of Saint-Germain. And I'm going to be.
Couldn't find a big enough crystal, but whatever.
Right.
Okay.
Saint Germain said,
"It's a wonderful thing if humans could play, could do more role playing with each other, with yourselves. But yet you get so caught up in your identity and reality that you don't even want to role play. Act out when you have your somber meetings. Hello. Play different roles and different stories. Then you'll begin to see how easy it is to move in and out of realities." We do it all the time on our side.
He also said in the channel, as I was reading it last night, he said that Shambra recently crossed over, went back to their side, and was so surprised at the amount of role-playing, acting, that they do on the other side. And the Shambra mentioned to Tobias and St. Germain, probably at the Shambra room in the cottage, said to him, "Well, isn't that being untruthful to yourself? To do so much role-playing, because you're not being who you are." And Saint Germain said, "It is being untruthful to yourself not to role-play. It's all about acting. It's all about, what does a creator do? Makes up stories, acts them out, has fun with them."
So has that been your Christmas month?
Understands that you're never locked into an identity. As I'm learning through this incredible information that we're all channeling, we're not building layer on layer from one lifetime to another. It's not like we're trying to build this tower of Babylon with lifetimes. We're playing around. One minute we can be one thing, next minute we can be another. There is no if you would say there's no true identity other than your creator. You are who you are. I am who I am. So he was saying, get out there and do role-playing. Act out. Go beyond. Live beyond. Stop getting locked into one identity, trying to hold on to it so tight, and then getting upset when it's pulled out from underneath you. He went on to say, oh, I just told this story.
Ooh, you must have been channeling again.
No, I just remember my slides real well. So we'll go on to even the next one.
Someone who had crossed...
No, go on to the next slide.
Oh, skip it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, that's no fun. I practiced that one. I haven't even read it out loud to make sure I get it right.
I already did it.
Whatever.
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry.
All right, so I'm changing roles.
Yeah.
Okay, get over it. Every energy ultimately has to be free of its structure. Every energy has to soar. Every energy has to be able to expand. As Tobias says, energy seeks resolution, fulfillment, and freedom. You have trapped energy in this illusion, in this body, in your identity. It's time to get out of that.
Saint Germain came in, I think it was about 3 months ago, for his first delivery. I remember it well when I was sitting here during the silent prayer, just thinking about my slides and our presentation, and Saint Germain started to talk, and he really pissed off a lot of people. Really offended a lot of people. There's a couple empty chairs here today from people who just didn't come back.
And a lot of email.
We got a lot of email, and people got real upset. Well, you know, Saint Germain was just doing a little role playing. He came in here just to slap us around a few times, just to get us out of that sleep or that lackadaisical thing we get into. People said he was arrogant. People said he was full of himself. And he is. But it's a role he was playing. He was just acting it out, doing something. By the way, we did get some ugly emails.
Got the ugly email. They don't have my email address.
We got some ugly emails. A few people said, you know, I think this is turning to the dark side now. Seriously, probably if anybody wants to get to me more than anything else, that's the one thing to say, other than I dress bad. I was told that recently. Don't look so closely. Right, look at. Anyway, it kind of bothered me that when they said that, you know, we're like going to the dark side.
That bothered you more than somebody criticizing the way you dress?
No, I think the dressing got to me more.
I know that got you. You talked about that way more.
You know what, though? It was good for me because it got me out of my story a little bit.
Yeah, it sent you back to Nordstrom.
Damn right it did. $2,000 later, it's like, I'll show them who can dress. Anyway. Where was I? Oh, dark side, energy.
We were all crying.
But, you know, in spite of all that, in spite of Saint Germain coming in and just kicking a little spiritual butt on us, it's really funny to see. We've been sold out every month. I mean, 2-3 weeks ahead of time. It used to be just a couple days beforehand we'd get sold out. The internet stats have gone way up. We were hovering right about 100,000 visitors a month. We're at about 115,000. So everybody's like, whoa, what's Saint Germain going to do? Well, how can he abuse me this month? So everyone.
Gluttons for punishment.
Exactly. So anyway, Saint Germain is saying in here, it's we get trapped in our energy. We get trapped in our illusion. It's time to get out of that. And that's what he's here for. And that's what Tobias is here for. And you know why? Because we called on him. We said, yeah, because they can. We keep letting him in every month. Yeah, they're going to show up. We called on them. We said, help us wake up. You know, here we are trapped in this illusion, and we knew there had to be a wake-up call. Thanks, I needed that. We knew there had to be a wake-up call.
Do it again.
So they're here. Here, do it into the microphone.
Oh, no.
No, not me. Jeez.
What the hell are you thinking? You should have known he was going to do it. He's the one person that
was. For those listening in online, Garrett was slapping himself in response to the wake-up call.
I want some.
But he slapped me.
When do we get home, honey?
Anyway, we're leaving tonight for Romania. Be none of that slapping or spanking. Tobias, there's some wonderful physics in here, by the way. Tobias said that all energy needs to be free of its structure. Yeah, we structure energy as creators. We structure energy. That's what we do. We're really good at that. We structured this energy. Now we structured the illusion that we're in. So much so that we get lost in it. We get trapped in it. We are so good at creating, we actually get lost in it. So they're here right now to say, hey guys, wake up. We're gonna shake you right out of your story. Energy, every energy wants to be free. It doesn't want to be trapped anymore. He gave the story last time about the bird cage and said, you know, we got it trapped inside the bird cage. And that's why some days it really hurts and we get uncomfortable, because inside of us we know that it wants to be free, but yet we're kind of afraid to let it go. So he's saying it's time to get out of the illusion, to live beyond. Saint Germain went on to say,
I just figured out what happened.
What?
You ever heard the line, I'm going to slap you so hard that by the time you stop rolling, your clothes will be out of style?
No.
Well, maybe that's what Saint Germain did.
Oh, well, so that's, you're saying that's why I dress bad? He slapped me so hard that, anyway, keep going.
When you begin to understand energy for what it is, a potential that's waiting to serve you, that's when you pull gold out of your pocket where only stones were before. That's where you'll be able to command a disease back into balance, where you'll be able to work out the flaws in anything if you choose.
Every bit of energy is waiting to serve us. It really is. All energy is waiting to serve us because we created it in the first place. We put it there to play with. It's like Play-Doh. Waiting for us to shape it and form it temporarily so it can serve us. It all wants to do that. Tobias, Saint Germain are saying when we understand the true nature of energy, we don't have to go through all this psychobabble stuff. We just understand the nature of energy. It's a potential that was activated into a reality and it wants to serve us. When you understand that simple, simple premise, then you can reach into your pocket and pull out.
Where are you going? Where are you going with that?
Gold. I was hoping I'd pull out gold, but I guess I'm not there yet. I just pulled out money. But
works
anyway,
for me.
Okay, he went on to say,
you are God also, so let all of your creations free. When we are done with our gathering today, let them all free. Open the birdcage and let them all go. Oh, yes. Some of it will bring sadness, and you will feel so sad to have your story leave. But you're going to feel happier when that story reshapes itself, and the energy transmutes itself, and comes back to you in ways you couldn't possibly imagine.
So we've created this beautiful story of ourselves, beautiful, wonderful story, and we're almost afraid to let it go. Just like you have a beautiful bird in the bird cage. You love it so much, and you love its beauty, and its singing and its love, that you don't want to let it go. That's how we are with our stories. But when you open that bird cage, that bird can truly be free. We can be free when we let ourselves go. That energy may appear to leave for a while. When we let our own self go, our story, it may seem for a while you don't even know who you are anymore, if you've gone through that recently. That energy then transmutes on the other levels and then all comes back in to serve us. It's a simple, beautiful thing, but it does take being bold and daring. Can you let go of the story? In a channel, I think it was about a year ago, Tobias brought in one of the guests. He had a bunch of guests that day, a full lineup, but one of the guests was Superman. And he said, Superman is dead. The point was that we try to be Superman and Superwomen. We think the whole point of being here on Earth is to build the identity even bigger, even stronger, keep building on the old foundation to make, you know, Jeffrey or anybody bigger and stronger and better, richer and smarter, more powerful. But that's not at all what we're really here to do. We're not here to try to build the old story. We're here to let it go. So it and we can evolve to whole new levels. It's kind of sad sometimes when we let parts of us go. It is, we've been going through a death process, a spiritual death process for a while. That's sad at times, but it's also truly beautiful to take something that you, God, created the story of you, and then to let it go.
Have you seen the Superman ad lately?
No, I have not.
Well, there's a Superman ad out right now, and it's for those of you that are familiar with Superman, the role that was played in the famous movies was played by Christopher Reeve. And then, as you all know, he had that accident, and he was, you know, paralyzed from the neck down. Well,
and then he passed away not too long after
very
that channel.
Yeah, recently. Anyways, the interesting thing is there's a new ad, and I don't even remember who it's for, who sponsored it, but it literally shows a picture of him in the wheelchair, and it literally says just Superman. You know, that his story was still, I mean,
wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. By the way, have you noticed, this is an aside, but have you noticed things that we're discovering, we're exploring, we're coming out with, even stuff like the, you know, concepts and thoughts and music? You haven't noticed how it's showing up in like media, in ads and
yeah.
other things? I've really been noticing. It's like, are they listening in online and stealing our stuff?
Yeah, marketing people are really clever that way.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
There's nothing to steal. They can adapt it.
I didn't call it stealing. You did.
Okay, I know. Okay. Anyway, he went on to say,
one day Tobias came across a body lying in the street. He picked it up in his arms, and he carried the body of this dead man up to the top of the hill, away from the village where he wouldn't be noticed. He was angry with God for even allowing this to happen. But he would never let on to God that he was angry.
Now, this was the story that Adamus told about Tobias. And this was a story about Tobias, actually in the apocryphal books of the Bible, was known for going around and collecting the bodies of the dead Jews that the Babylonians had killed and left on the streets, you know, just as kind of a warning sign. Well, but it was also a warning to the
right.
Jews, you know. So you could say Tobias was like the original Grateful Dead. He would take the bodies and...
That's a stretch.
I couldn't help it.
No more varnish for you.
He would take the bodies and bury them. And on this one day, he was so angry with God for letting this happen. He took the body off, you know, at night and took it up on top of a hill and started digging the grave. Thank you. Tough word, you know. One syllable, grave. He started digging the grave. And he was so angry with God, he's digging. And in the story, he digs this hole so deep and forgets what he's doing because he's angry. Probably had that happen. Digs the hole so deep that now he's like, what did St. Germain say, 30, 40 meters down.
And this
is a tall tale. But, you know, just flinging the dirt over his shoulder. And all of a sudden he realizes that he's trapped. And what does he do? He says, I got to get out of here. He's got one tool, his shovel. So he keeps shoveling. Of course, nothing happens. He's just digging himself in deeper. He gets so frustrated and so exhausted at this whole thing, he finally collapses after about two or three days of digging. Along comes his son's little dog to the top of the hole after about 3 days, and Adamus said that the dog knew all the time that Tobias was down there in the tunnel, but just wanted to leave him in there for a few days, just to make him think. The dog looks over the top and sees Tobias way down there. Kind of snickers to himself, walks around the side of the hill, digs about 2 or 3 meters in, and frees Tobias. Well, the whole point of the story was that we're doing that to ourselves. We dig ourselves in so deep into our own story, and we try to get out and just dig ourselves in deeper because we're using 3D tools. The tool that we use to dig ourselves in, we're trying to use to dig ourselves out, and it doesn't work. It's not happening. So the whole point here was stop for a second. The tools that we're going to have, that we already have to get out of this, are not in the 3D. The things that you've used in the past and that I've used in the past don't really work. They have a very limited degree of success. Very limited. They're very temporary. He said, you have to go beyond. The tools are already there. You already gave yourself the tools. Sometimes it's so simple as a dog going around the side and digging in a couple of feet. You know, here Tobias had dug down this long shaft. The dog just went around the side and dug a little hole. Freed Tobias. Well, that's the way it is with us. The answers are already there, but we're so filled with our story. We just keep digging ourselves in deeper. It was a beautiful story. Somebody ought to turn that into...
I don't think Tobias thought it was very beautiful. I think he thought it was a pain in the
They're
ass.
They're getting back at each other. You know.
Oh, hello. There's going to be a competition.
The story of the crystal, now the story of the hole. I mean, come on.
Okay, giant crystal for 100,000 years and a guy that digs himself in a hole and a dog saves him? Hello. Let the competition begin.
Sweetheart. It's all about acting. It's all about stories, you know? Last comic standing.
I was
exactly.
Personally offended for Tobias myself.
So Saint Germain went on to say,
Chambra, this is somewhat a true story. Not totally. We exaggerate to help make a point here. Sometimes you just don't see how to get out of your own hole that you dig for yourselves. Sometimes you forget that there is another way. Sometimes you become so trapped in your own belief systems, you, like Tobias, think there's only an up or a down. That sounds like a Texas story.
Yep. That sounds like a Paul Bunyan story.
Well. Yeah.
So anyway, sometimes we get so trapped like Tobias. He could only see an up and a down. He just had a shovel. His tool was from his reality at the moment, or so he thought. Well, we get into our own traps, but instead of up and down, we use force. And different types of forces. We try to push our way out of the illusion. Doesn't work. You're just going to make that illusion bigger and stronger. And we try to become the victim. We allow ourselves to become the victim of the illusion, thinking maybe if we just roll over like the dog on our back, and you know, like hopefully somebody will come along and scratch our tummy, that we'll be let free of that illusion. Oh. So, Saint Germain is saying that it's. You know, we get trapped in our own stuff. He went on to say,
you're using tools from within your reality system to get out because that's all you know. That's all Tobias knew, his shovel and his mind. You could say that's all you know right now, your shovel and your mind in this lifetime. You're trying to use your shovel from this reality to get out of this reality. Like Tobias, you're just going to dig yourself in deeper.
I like that. He's saying, we just have a shovel in our mind, and that's what we're trying to use right now. And neither one of them are going to get us out of the illusion. So he went on to say,
you have another set of belief systems, another layer that you truly are a spiritual being, but you're just totally lost. You have a belief system that you really are God, but God is really messed up today. Some of you have a belief system that everything is perfect somewhere in the universe. You just don't know where it is. You'd do anything to find out where it is.
Saint Germain was talking about belief systems or illusions. You know, he came in the first month, I think it was, and talked about hypnosis, the overlays that we have on us. He talked in one of the recent channels about the different types of overlays that we have, the illusions caused by our family, caused by government, caused by religions, and business. Yeah. So those are the four major overlays and a lot of subsets for that. But these are all belief systems that we have. They're like this huge matrix that we buy into. And so many of them are opposing and contradictory, and yet we still try to follow them. We try to use belief systems to get out of belief systems. He went on to say,
you have these many, many different layers of belief systems. They cross through each other, cross on top of each other, much like different layers in the ocean, different currents. Some move through each other. Some are right on top of each other. These are all operating simultaneously.
When you think about it, our entire reality right now, the reality that you're sitting in these chairs here or listening in online, the reality that I'm talking to you is just a whole incredible creation of belief systems. That's all it is. You know, we believe that we're solid, you know, because the belief systems...
Don't do that again.
We believe that people get upset when you hit them. We're living in this incredible matrix of belief systems, and they aren't just... There's not just one belief system. You know, that's the first thing to remember. There are many. They're not stacked on top of each other. They cross through each other. They intersect. They swirl back around on each other. Saint Germain was saying, Start to recognize your belief systems. Take a look at every belief system. So he went on to say...
Wait, I got something to add to that.
Okay.
Did you notice they use the word belief and not truth?
Yes, because there really is not a truth. As Tobias said, truth is evolving. You'll never find a single truth. Truth always evolves.
It's important.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to ask you to be cognizant of every belief system between now and the next gathering. We're not going to ask you to try to change it or do anything with it. Just be aware. What you're going to see is a matrix of belief systems, how they shape reality, how they cause reaction, how they make you do what you do, how they literally form energy.
Can anybody do this, actually? Take a look at the belief systems? Okay, everybody else, you're pale. Get an F for the day. I actually did it. After the meeting last time, I really took a look at belief systems, my own, and I started to just observe them or just watch them, not try to judge them or anything, or determine where they came from, any of that. And, you know, I got caught in a swirling mess. It really was. It was. I started looking at everything, the belief system that that light is on right now, the belief system that it's wired to something on the wall that activates it, the belief system that, well, anything. I just started going through. I got dizzy. I got to tell you, I really did. And I think that was Saint Germain's point, or one of them, is there is just a real swirl of energy out there, belief systems that make up this entire reality. And we're not trying to change them. We're not trying to alter them, because then it gets really messed up. That's what multiples do. They go in and they start denying, and they start really playing. They are the, Norma's shaking her head, they are the best actors in the world. I can only create, well, I was going to say, I can only create one of me, but hell, there are days, I don't know which. Anyway, most people just have one of them. Multiples have a lot. And I have to laugh because last weekend, God knows who I was channeling. There was a lot of different ones. But
Jeff has multiple entity disorder.
I do. I'm on the meds, multiple entity disorder. It's my excuse. What's yours? Anyway, where was I? Oh, belief systems. Yeah. Try checking out all your belief systems. Take nothing for granted. Today, tomorrow, whatever. Nothing for granted. And watch how fascinating and amazing it is, but also it's like, oh my gosh, you could really get caught up in that energy. He went on to say,
it's amazing to be at the point where you're the observer of the reality that you're creating. That is where you're going, the observer of the reality you are creating. The observer doesn't get lost in it. The observer can go in and out of their creation. The observer can walk in and out at any time.
God is really smart. God is an observer, not a player. We decided to be players. We decided to go into the creations, I mean, like, into them, and play from inside. God is like, hey, I'll stay back here. I'll wait for you. You go in there, tell me what it's like. And as a matter of fact, send me a celestial email. Tell me what the sunset's like. Tell me what it's like to have a fine meal. Tell me about sex. Tell me about all these different things, but you go in. I'll stay back on this side.
Tobias is fine about the sex thing, but Saint Germain doesn't care. He thinks it's overrated, and I think he gets shut out.
And he talked about sex last weekend in Minneapolis, and it was quite beautiful, actually.
Well, that was the nice Saint Germain that showed up in Minneapolis. It was about time.
What they're saying here is start to be the observer. Start to learn what it's like to observe rather than being caught in it. It kind of goes back to the old thing. You're going to be a victim or a creator. You're going to be an observer or you're going to get caught in it. And nothing wrong with getting caught in it, by the way, unless you're caught in it. It's fun playing inside of it. Once we learn how to move beyond, to live beyond, it's going to be amazing. We will literally walk in and out. We'll one day be the observer, next day be the player, and the next day we'll be both at once. It's an amazing thing. He went on to say,
the tools for feeling what was in those rooms do not exist in your 3D. They exist in your reality, but not in your 3D, not in your human consciousness. The tools are all around you, but you haven't called them into your reality yet. You're still struggling. You're still forcing. You're still trying to use old energy to move out of old energy, and it doesn't work, period.
Now, St. Germain played a little trick on us. He said, I'm going to take you into four different rooms, and I want you to...
How many people like that?
We're not voting here.
I got a finger that I'm holding back.
He took us into four different rooms, and he said, feel the energies in these different rooms. And basically, after he got done, he said, you didn't feel it, even if you thought you did. He said, we are still playing psychic guessing games. We want to be psychic because, well, it's cool, you know. We want to be able to try to read energies. But he took us through this these four rooms and then basically said, you didn't get it because he was trying to prove a point. We're still using psychic energy. We're still trying to think our way through this. We're still using old tools to try to figure out where we are or how to get through all this. And he's saying that everything in those rooms, all the feeling that was put in those rooms prior to us visiting was non-3D. But we went in there with our 3D perceptions and our brains and everything else. He did that to prove a point.
To be ornery.
To be ornery. to get out of the old way. And then, of course, we say, well, what are the new tools? Where are they? That's the big question. And I think he's going to talk about that. Oh, he wants to talk about his crystal here.
Oh, because it's the biggest story of anybody's. Nobody, who could top that story?
That's a pretty big story.
Okay. When I was entombed in the crystal for 100,000 years, I finally realized I couldn't fight my way out, couldn't beg my way out, couldn't force, couldn't pray, couldn't do any of these things. It finally dawned on me that I'd already given myself the tools. Otherwise, why would I have walked into the room in the temples in the first place? I wouldn't have walked in there without already giving myself the tools. I just happened to forget the tools because I was so trapped in the crystal.
But it's a beautiful point.
It is.
It's a beautiful
wonderful.
Point. He tried everything to get out of this crystal tomb that he was locked in. He tried begging, praying, forcing, everything else. None of it worked. He actually just became more entombed. That sounds familiar. And all of a sudden, one day he realized, well, hell, I've already given myself the tool. Otherwise, why would I be here? I've already given myself the tool for getting out. I just forgot what it was. Same thing with us. We allowed ourselves to be here. We allowed ourselves to come into the dense matter, into this human consciousness, into this cycle of lifetimes. We're trying to get out using the very tools, you know, that really keep us trapped. And he's saying, you already gave yourself the tool to get out. It's what Tobias calls the fruit of the rose. It's a beautiful thing. The fruit of the rose. You already have it. You know, it's already there. Already there. He went on to say.
Total trust. Now that raises issues. How can you trust something that you feel has betrayed you or you don't understand? How can you trust yourself when you don't know who you are? That is the irony. That is the beauty of this whole thing. You're being put in a position now to have to trust yourself. Not yourself in your limited story, but yourself as God also. You have to love yourself.
So he's saying here it's about total trust. Total trust. So much so that we're ready to let anything go. Ready to, you know, this tool that we already gave ourselves that he's saying is there. It's just about trusting. The moment we have true trust, not that, not just in the head saying, oh, okay, I trust myself. But I mean, when you feel it in the heart, total trust, then it all comes flooding back in. And then you remember that you already gave yourself the tool, just like Saint Germain gave himself the tool to get out of the crystal. But he said, now that's a tough one, because how can you trust something that you feel has betrayed you? Two big things that have betrayed you, yourself and God. How can you trust in those things if you feel they betrayed you? And I know we all go through that. We all have those feelings. Dear God, where are you? Or dear divine self, where are you? They're there. It's just about letting the story go. It's just about letting the limitations go. It's about living beyond and being in a place of total trust and total compassion for self.
Actually, he starts to reveal his soft side there again.
I know.
I'm so glad he does that once in a while. We're asking you to love everything about yourself, intellectually, you understand what I'm talking about. Emotionally, you have never done it. You know the energy behind the words, love yourself, but you don't practice them. You can be intimately in love with yourself, unashamed. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you be intimately in love with yourself, unashamed? Can you love everything about yourself? I couldn't even read it.
Yeah. But it's, you know, and again, it's, we tend to get very intellectual. We say, oh, yeah, I can trust myself. Oh, yeah, I can love myself. But then we get into the layers of the beliefs, the many, many different layers. And that's where we get stuck once again. But can we get out of the head and can we come to a point of absolute 100% love and compassion for ourselves? Forget about the rest of the world right now. I know that sounds selfish, but forget about that. Can you love yourself? Totally. Can you trust yourself? Everything. Don't leave anything behind. Don't say, oh, I love everything except that, you know, whatever. Everything. Absolute love. That is probably the toughest thing any one of us, Shambra, will ever do. Total, unconditional love for self. It's real easy to love things on the outside. It really is. Compared to absolutely falling in love with yourself. And even that brings up the issue. It's like, oh, I'm not worthy of that. Well, I got a little bit more to work on before I can do that. Or why would I want to fall in love with me? Or what, you know, how narcissistic is that to fall in love with yourself? But that's where it's all at.
How do you make it last, though?
You don't make anything. You just allow
but
it
how
to
do you,
last.
How do you allow it to last? I mean, it's great until you start mixing in the world and doing the things you have to do.
That's the tough one.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
so what's
I know.
The tool?
Well, we'll let... we got to move on through our slides here. We'll.
You think there's more? Okay.
I think there's more coming.
Okay. We're going to ask you to give permission to live beyond. That could mean letting go of anything and or everything. You can't hold anything behind, Shambra. Nothing. You have to be willing to let it go. When we ask you in just a moment here for permission to work with you in living beyond, it could mean things in your life are going to truly change, drastically change.
Well, Saint Germain put us on the spot. He said, okay, we're going to ask you here in a few minutes, are you ready to live beyond? You're ready to really move forward? And before you answer, think about it. Are you ready to absolutely, truly change? And he said, you don't have to say yes now. You can come back at any time. Of course, right away, you know, the first thing we do is like, oh, yeah, I want that. And then it's like, whoa, hang on a second. Am I being tricked? You know, what is he asking here? And it brought up a lot of issues, talked to a lot of people in the days following the channel. It says, well, I don't know. Is there something to this or, you know, whatever? You got to feel it. But he's saying, if you really do want true changes, if you want to live beyond, they'll really help take us there. But you got to be willing to understand. If your car breaks down, don't cry. If a friend leaves or a spouse leaves, don't get mad about it. If you lose your job, don't say, well, what the heck's happening to me? Change is change, and sometimes it means letting go of the old things, as so many of you know. He's saying, if you want to change, if you want to evolve to this next level, we're ready to take you, but you can't hold on to the old stuff. Now, the funny part is, for those who had any sort of dilemma with this, the funny part is, Saint Germain told me afterwards, they've already done this with us on the other levels. We've already done it. They were just helping to put it in this reality just to ground it, just to confirm it. But obviously, we've already done it. That's why we're here. He went on to say,
if you truly want to know how to walk out of your body, if you want to know how to transmute any energy from one form to the other, it's quite simple. It means letting go of all control that you have or you think you have. No control. It's that simple. That's the holy grail of the new energy. No control. It is that simple.
So some of you don't remember this part. This wasn't Saint Germain. This was Tobias. And he said this when he came in for the questions and answers after the break. So this was kind of an addendum to the Saint Germain talk.
It was really good, too.
It was really good. It kind of capped everything off. I mean, it was like, wow, makes you really want to stick around and listen to the questions and answers. But he says it's the holy grail of the new energy, no control. I'm not going to say a lot about it because I do know we're going to discuss that in today's show. So we're going to go on and we're going to really quickly move through I overdo the slides. Recent chamber gatherings, we'll go through these real quick. Ooh, doors are opening here without anybody touching them. We had the Crimson Circle, Wall of Fire, about 3 weeks ago here in Denver. We had a great group of about 50 chamber. The Wall of Fire is the basic school. I mean, this is where Tobias takes us from home through the Wall of Fire into the void. It's usually a pretty darn serious school, but this group, they were out of control. I mean, they're laughing and talking and, you know, I mean, it was actually a lot of fun. We had a really good time.
You talk about a wall of fire. They brought a wall of...
Well, actually, Sunday morning we woke up, and if you look at the slide on the left here, it wasn't a wall of fire. It was a wall of snow. Airport in Denver was closed. We had, I would say, a foot or two of snow in various parts of town. You couldn't get out of town. So our whole group was stuck. If you look at this other picture on the right, it shows... This isn't our group. This is a group.
Our group was smart. They were psychic. They caught on to it.
We told our group first thing Sunday morning, run to the front, stay over another night, forget it. You're not getting out of here. Go reserve your room again. At 10 o'clock, an hour later, there was a line from the front desk out the door, down the block. There had to be 300 or 400 people in line. People who headed down from the mountains, you know, were heading back out of town, couldn't catch a flight. They had no place to stay. Our little group, everybody had a room. It was a wonderful thing. We finished the school that afternoon, and then we got real creative. Turns out we had our projector, and we had a screen, and somebody just happened to have all of the Star Wars DVDs. So we set it up. We got popcorn. They opened the bar about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They
wasn't
gave us,
pretty.
They gave us our own meeting room, and we watched Star Wars videos until about 10 that night. We brought in pizzas. It was so cool. You know, it's one of those things you'd never find the time to do, but we were forced to just be in that now moment. So it was a wonderful group that was there. We had a lot of fun. Following weekend in Kelowna, British Columbia, absolutely beautiful place.
Wow, what a secret.
It was just... The lake there, the mountains, it was awesome. We had a group of maybe 60, 70 chambra, had a great workshop. Tobias right away threw out the schedule. He had his own schedule for the weekend. We had a lot of fun. This is a shot of the lake and the conference center that we're at in Kelowna.
And the conference room faced the lake. It was really quite pretty.
Really very pretty. Mm-hmm. The day before the conference, the sponsor took us out. Tammy O'Reilly.
Thank you, Tammy O'Reilly. She did a really wonderful
job. Thank you, Tammy. It was wonderful. They took us to a winery, and the winery is owned by this kind of new age kind of guy. So he makes the – actually, it's champagne. He makes the champagne, but then he stores it in the pyramid. He had a huge pyramid that was built. Ages it in there. So, man, you not only get the bubbles, you get the fizz. And then, of course, we went to the tasting room. And if any of you watch Sideways, you know, the movie, it was great. You know, you go into the tasting room, and they're pouring all these drinks. And I had to channel that night, so I couldn't drink. But Tobias wanted to, but I do not channel if I've been drinking.
Oh, was, I knew you for that. That's so sweet and self-sacrificing.
I made up for it later. Last weekend, we were in Minneapolis for Ask Tobias sessions. It was different. It wasn't a workshop. There were four sessions, very specific subjects. The first was on the quantum leap, and that was hosted by Jonathan Crown. Voila, we actually have the CDs ready. We have a limited quantity here today, maybe 20 of them, and they will be available on the Internet after tomorrow. But
they were
wonderful,
nice sessions.
Wonderful information about the quantum leap. The next session was about ancestral karma.
Oh, right. Sorry.
We have that today also.
You did it backwards, but that's okay.
I know. With Johanna Sand, incredible information about... Man, just when you thought you just had karma from your past lives, Tobias is saying there
is... like you need a bathroom break.
That's... I'm channeling there. I said we can allow pictures for this, but I'm...
You still look like you need a bathroom break.
Please, I gotta go. Anyway, just when you thought you had your lifeline karma, Tobias says you have bloodline karma that goes through your family tree. And you also have starline karma going from before you were at Earth. And I was like, oh, my God. But
like, I thought we got rid of all that stuff, and now we're having fun.
He says, these are influences in your life, but here are great ways to have it so it's not no longer a burden. It's energy that you're releasing to come back and serve you in a new way.
Well, and the ancestral karma one was interesting because...
It was long, too.
Yeah, and it was really,
like 98 minutes.
It was really interesting because it was a lot about how stuff that you carry that you don't even necessarily... allow that you do that.
Exactly. Oh, it was amazing. And it's good to know, even if it's not if it's not for you, it's good to know how other people function. You see all of these karmic things that they're attached to. It's amazing information. Then we did another session on the New Earth, and this was Saint Germain doing it, moderated by Linda, of course, and Paula Sunray.
And I look like I'm going to pass gas in that shot. Thanks for using it.
We had a limited number of shots to choose
from.
Yeah,
apparently.
He gave a lot of details about what the New Earth is, where it's at right now, what's going on there. A lot of interesting new information about the New Earth, how you could exist there, travel back here. Very wonderful. Again, we have about 20 CDs at the table today, and they will be available on the Internet tomorrow.
If you laughed at that, I know too much about you.
And finally, we threw in a fourth one. We didn't publicize it. We didn't know how it was going to turn out, so we kept it kind of low-key. But it was about conspiracy.
It was so good.
This was Tobias's nudge about 2 weeks before we went up there. He said, you need to do one on conspiracies. So I called up Kurt Curley. Some of you know him from the message board. Kurt knows a lot about conspiracy theories. He's a real student. He's studied them for a long, long time. And I said, Kurt, would you moderate this? And he said, yes. And guess who came in for conspiracies?
Come on, you know.
Well, it was my friend Indoris Katumi. You know, he's the last one. I would have expected Saint Germain about conspiracies.
Or Obama.
Oh, my God. But no, it was Katumi, and it was...
delightful.
It was brilliant.
Delightful.
It was, I wasn't sure how this was going to turn out. We were ready to say, if it doesn't turn out, we'll never tell anybody.
That's why we didn't even publicize it, because we thought, oh, God, that could, who knows.
It was the best one. It is so funny. I mean, I was laughing myself so hard while I was trying to channel. I could hardly channel. He talks about conspiracies, what they are. He actually gave some real interesting ones. Somebody asked the question about Condoleezza Rice. You know, how come she, you know, when you look in her eyes, there's nothing there.
Jeff, the government's scanning this. Do you really want to do that?
Sure. I don't care. Okay. They already know. He talked about various conspiracies, but he talked more about why they're here, what we can do with them, the origins of conspiracies going way, way back. It was, to me, one of the most fascinating things.
It was really interesting.
Outrageously funny.
They don't get to see it, though. They only get to hear it. It was really funny to watch it.
Oh, God. It was. He was quite animated. So we have those four new Ask Tobias. That was a kind of a blatant promotion there.
Yeah, sorry.
Real quickly, I'll go through this. Upcoming Chambra, Midsummer New Energy Conference, July 15th through 17th. One note to remember on the Midsummer Conference, the biggest Chambra celebration of the year, is the rates go up May 15th for both registration and the hotel. So make sure to sign up by May 15th.
And the hotel is 2/3 sold out already. In fact, they're so sold out that if you don't tell them you're with the Crimson Circle,
yes,
you can't even get a room anymore because our block is almost full and all the rooms outside the block are full. So
if you call for your hotel, make sure to say Crimson Circle.
Or they'll tell you that there's nothing available because it's...
Our guests, special guests this year are James and Sally Redfield, just done making the movie, The Celestine Prophecy. We have four incredibly wonderful channelers. And we have Norma going to channel Obama directly, right? The big wind is coming in. Obama, not you. Obama.
Jeff.
Well, it's true. It's true. Jeanette Crowley is going to be back channeling White Eagle and Mark. And Helenita Ziegler is going to channel the councils. You probably read some of her stuff in Sedona Journal. And, of course, yours truly. Speakers, man, we have so many. I couldn't even put all their pictures here. I think we're going to have a total of 11 speakers, including the people on this list. But a lot of authors, healers, a new energy economist, a senior U.S. Navy officer who's also a jet fighter pilot, amazing guy who's a motorcycle guru. I think he's going to bring his Harley right into the room. Right.
Fairly.
Around. So it's an interesting. This is not your mother's new age.
Turn on,
I mean,
like,
this, This is different stuff.
Bad mufflers and the whole nine yards?
Bad mufflers and exhaust, yeah. And then we have a lot of music. Dwayne Briggs, who was here about a year and a half ago, he performs with Michael Hoppe, no relative of mine, but very, very talented. Ralph Nichols, of course, Ralph in the back of the room here. Christopher Stack, we have to talk about the details for that, but man, love to have you there. Peter Sterling, the harpist, a lot of you remember. Now, I understand Peter's single and available now. I shouldn't have thrown that in. And also a wonderful young Chambra group, Russ Anderson and the Horizon Born Band.
And what did they change the name to, Janet? They've changed
Fast
the name to
Expanders. Fast. See, everything changes.
See how things are changing. Yeah. Anyways, that's Young Chambra. And
Young Chambra.
Can I make one Chambra comment?
Sure.
We've noticed something going on, and this is my interpretation of it. We've noticed that the last several gatherings that particularly, you know, out where we've traveled, there's always like one kid that shows up. And they're kind of young. They're usually 17, 18, 19. A fairly young person. And they're just one. They're spies. I know they're spies. There's just one. And it's like they just show up because they just want to see where we're at so that they can report back so that once we get all our stuff straightened around and move forward, then they can move in. So they're spying. They're watching.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's true.
Once again, for the Midsummer New Energy Conference, this is a blast. Make your reservations now. I'll throw out one other thing real quick. I don't have a slide for it, but we always do a pre-conference event. This year, we're going to hop on a bus on Wednesday, the 13th of May, a couple days beforehand, and we're going to go up to Taos for the day. We've been invited to visit the private home of an incredible, incredible American icon, a real classic, the preeminent Southwest artist, R.C. Gorman. We're going to actually go to his house. And this would be like being invited to Picasso's house. Seriously. I mean, this guy, the minute you see his artwork, you know who it is. We're going to do a channel in the sculpture garden. And after that, we're going to lunch at a wonderful gourmet restaurant. We're going to go to St. Francis of Assisi's church. We're going to the Taos Pueblo.
Okay, since it's like sold out and there's only wait list only, why are you torturing people?
Let them know how good life is. I didn't know it was sold out, is it?
Just about. They can get on a wait list.
Okay. Okay, you can get on a wait list for that. Now, we're limited to 50 people.
Email Susie. There are a few spaces, we think, on the wait list because there's a couple of logistics we have to work out. So there might be up to 5 spaces left.
You bet. Okay. Linda and I leave tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, for Romania. Looking forward to seeing Romanian Chambra. Looking forward to seeing Moshe. We'll be there, I guess we get in Monday, 4 in the afternoon. So we'll see in a couple of days. In June, 11th through the 12th, in Ottawa, Canada, our first time there, we're going to do the embodiment workshop or whatever Tobias comes up with. Again, we don't know. Like in Kelowna, British Columbia, we started Friday night and he said, we're not going to go there with, you know, your old schedule. And he laid out, in 5 minutes, laid out the whole schedule for the weekend.
Sure did.
Had us racing around. But
can I add a comment back about the midsummer? It's really kind of important. We've gotten a lot of questions about the times and exactly what are we going to do. And it's like, people don't realize that there are so many people. We're trying to get work on the schedule that we're going to do registration Thursday afternoon. And what happens is we'll set the schedule and there'll be a little space open Saturday night or maybe Friday night. And by the time we get there, it's not. We fill it up anyway. So just assume that it's jam-packed.
We're going to go from 10 in the morning Friday through Friday night. Well, Peter Sterling is going to do a concert on Friday night, a harp concert. Saturday, James and Sally Redfield are going to do their first presentation. Speakers all day, music concert and dancing that night, live music. Sunday, we're going to go from 9 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. We'll probably do a panel channel Sunday morning with all the channelers. James and Sally Redfield will do another presentation late Sunday morning. And just jam-packed. So from Friday morning through Sunday afternoon, it's a full schedule.
Right.
Full schedule. Okay. One final note. I want to thank everyone for the donations to the Crimson Circle. It helps keep us going. It helps make these webcasts possible. It pays our overhead and administrative expenses. It allows us to buy all this fancy equipment that doesn't work on the Internet. It does keep us going. We met with Janice, Bernie, the new energy economist, 2 weeks ago in Lake Tahoe. We spent the whole weekend planning and getting into motion something that we'll talk more about at the New Energy Conference, but a whole new way of integrating Chambra, a whole new type of business where it's not just donations, where you're literally investing into yourself, into Chambra, and Chambra, in a sense, will reinvest into us, into publishing, into music, into healing centers, new energy healing centers. Not about giving donations. I am so tired of donations, so tired of asking for donations.
You're not ready to give up on those yet, though.
Not yet. But within a short period of time, we're going to be saying, buy stock in the first church to go public. And we are working on it right now. We're going to talk about it more in Santa Fe, and we're going to try to get it all done by the end of the year. But we're a legal corporation, a publicly traded company that instead of saying, would you please donate something, and say, hey, buy some stock today, invest in yourself, and we will reinvest that in a variety of businesses, maybe in the market, maybe in real estate, and maybe in a Chambra venture. So it's phenomenal.
It's a huge project, and we're so grateful because what it takes to do this, there's no way Jeff and I could do it. And so it is stunningly wonderful that Janice, who has the ability to do this within the regular world, is literally creating something new from an old energy system. She's literally birthing something new, and it's amazing, and we're really excited about where it might be going. It's pretty sweet.
Well, and it really, there's something just inherently wrong, I think, about donation energy. I mean, it's wonderful, but to a point, let's get beyond that. Let's invest. Somebody had a great line. Oh, it was great. Stop praying, invest. It's like, when you think about it, just invest and let that energy go to work over and over again. So we're working on that. I can't say a whole lot about it because of the SEC regulations, but I can say that it's underway. It's going to take about in the neighborhood of $150,000 to $200,000 for the legal fees, but you know, it's worth it. We're going to register in every state, and we'll legally be able to buy stock in Crimson Circle. Cool. Yeah.
Yay, Janice.
Yay, Janice.
Yay, Chambra.
And to the ones who are at the Abundance Workshop recently, that was probably their number one goal and desire. Let's build Chambra. Let's build ourselves. Let's make the new energy work. Let's stop talking about it and just start doing it. We're going to get ridiculed. We're going to get a lot of people upset. A lot of people are going to say, see, they're just in it for the money. And you know what? Yeah, we all are. Sorry you're not on the same train, but guys, you know, we are here to be abundant, to live as happy, healthy, abundant human beings. That's what it's all about. So, cool. Let's take a break, eat chocolate, be back in 20 minutes.